Well, here's Murray Siegel, who has visited Dr. Mark Wagner, and lay out for everybody what your situation was, why you decided you had to have help.
Well, I'm 76, and I've had pains in both of my knees over a dozen years now. I've been retired for about 11 years, but it started before then. I just didn't want knee replacement. And I've been looking for alternative methods, and I've been wearing various kinds of knee braces along the way.
Why were you averse to knee replacement?
Well, I just didn't like the stories I was hearing from other people about how long the effect lasts, and about some of the pains they seem to have again pretty shortly afterwards, like within a few years.
Really?
By training, I'm a mechanical engineer, and it just seemed to me that after a while, things have to get loose in there, and then you have to do it again, and so on. And so I was looking for other methods and just accepting the pain and living with that. It got pretty bad, though, toward the last couple of years. Not so much that the pain couldn't be endured in both the knees, but it limited my activities. So I couldn't do them for very long, and I'd have to sit down and rest the knees and ice them and go back and do what I was doing.
So how did you get to know Dr. Wagner?
Well, I looked into stem cells because I thought that was a really interesting thing to be able to try since it wasn't invasive. And when I did that, there were a number of places that were advertising doing stem cells, but I wanted it done by a doctor. And so I looked at the various doctors that I could find online, and I found Dr. Wagner, and I was really impressed with the background, the experience, and everything else. I talked it over with our family doctor, and he said, yeah, this sounds pretty good to me. So I set up an appointment, talked to Dr. Wagner, liked what I heard, and went ahead with it.
So tell me about that first meeting. What did he explain to you?
Well, I asked him a number of questions. What can I expect in terms of success rate and so on? He gave me his numbers, which were very high and very nice. He told me what I would have to be doing in terms of curtailing various activities, which wasn't much. Had to go easy on some of the exercise because I exercise every day, and had to remove certain things from my diet, supplements, like anything that was anti-inflammatory, things like that. But it wasn't much of a discomfort. There wasn't much deprivation involved. And he said I could look to a timetable. For the first 3 months, I would have to be very careful physically to be a good patient. Certainly the most accelerated rate of stem cell development would be between the end of the third month and the end of the sixth month. Right now, for example, I'm in the middle of that spurts period. I'm in my fourth and a half month now.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that during that period, there would be, the expectation was that there would be maximum growth of the stem cells and that it might last longer, up to about a year. And then I would know just how successful we had been.
So 4.5 months out, how you feel?
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, this is amazing. I'll give you a case in point because it just happened 2 days ago. For the last 5 years, every time I have had to go to Walmart or Costco or anywhere and walk around quite a bit and do the shopping for the family, I've had to come home in considerable pain and ice my knees and all the rest of it. I went to Walmart the day before yesterday. I was there for over an hour doing the list. I stood in line for quite a while before I got checked out. I came home, and on the way home in the car, I realized I hadn't felt a single pain anywhere. And I got home, and the first thing I could think of doing was sitting down with my wife and saying, I haven't felt like this in 5 years. In my particular case, the improvements began coming early on, like about week six or so. And when they came, I kind of wrote them off and said, no, I'm just imagining this. And then I talked to Dr. Wagner, and he said, no, in some cases where the patient is doing everything that they are supposed to be doing and where they're physically conditioned enough, improvement starts a lot earlier. And I guess I'm one of the lucky ones in whom it did. I'm amazed at the results so far. I'm sitting here in expectation it's going to be even better than that. I've been a good patient. I've worked with a physical therapist and done what Dr. Wagner recommended, and so far I think it's paying off.
What is the physical therapy like?
It's largely developing core strength and doing various kinds of exercises that don't necessarily build strength, but they keep the knees in motion so that everything is kind of circulating, and you're not sitting around waiting for something to happen.
Right. So you can do, during this period, what would your typical range of movement be during this interim period?
Well, the range of movement is, I'm not sure how we would define that, but in terms
do you,
of my...
Do you run? Do you walk around?
Oh,
do
no,
you
I haven't
yoga,
run.
Or...
My mind, if I wanted to run, Dave, my mind would tell me, oh, no, you're not. and I haven't done that in a while since the knees began to get bad. Nowadays, at least when I run, nobody's trying to hit me on a football field. But the
well,
fact
that's,
is
that's
that I can do, the only thing I am not doing now, let's put it this way, is I'm not yet using my weed whacker, because that would require that I swivel at the knees, and I'm not going to do that. So I am bringing back all the upper body, all the lower body, all the core strength exercises, and using steppers so that I can step up and down and develop that again with the knees and everything. I have no trouble in terms of doing my exercises. In fact, I haven't had any period. Occasionally I ice, just because it feels a little abused. But by and large, I've restored most of the exercises I was doing in all the areas of my body, and walking. I have a treadmill. I use that just for support so that I can make it easier on myself as I go and not harm the stem cells as they develop. But other than that, I notice a tremendous improvement in what I can do and how long I can do it.
So you're a former football player?
No, just in the early days when I was a kid, and tennis and stuff like that, played a lot.
Oh, so you were an athlete then?
Yeah, kind of.
Did you really go for it? Did you abuse your knees as a young man?
Yes. And other people abused them for me. When you get hit a lot, you... But at least I would do it all again, but what the heck.
Yeah. Okay, so then that's what you trace it to. And so, because this is what I'm sure a lot of people are telling themselves, well, you know, it's an old football injury, nothing much you can do because I abused my knees as a youngster, and this is what I have to live with.
Well, in my case, Dave, it would be glamorous to say that, but I'm not sure that's really the problem. My mother had bad knees. She was not a football player or didn't play tennis. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling that some of this is congenital, and the rest of it is just the abuse of stopping and starting and doing all the stuff I did while I was younger and so on.
Well, so you have more. So in other words, even if it's, 'cause I'm just curious to know, who's considered a really good candidate for this? So even if it's genetic, it seems to work.
The source does not seem to matter, Dave, because essentially what you're doing, as I understand it, and certainly the person to ask about this is Dr. Wagner, not me, but as I've done as much as I can looking into it myself, because I like to be as informed a patient as I can be, no matter what's going on with me. As I understand it, what's basically happening is I'm regenerating deteriorated portions of my joints, and it doesn't matter how they got there.
Yeah. Now, was he upfront about the cost and everything?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, that was an item of concern, but like I said, I'm 76. I'm not going to sit around and wait for several more years in constantly increasing pain and limitations on what I can do in the hope that the government is going to decide that this can be something covered by Medicare or whatever.
Good decision.
Now, we made a bigger commitment in my family because after my wife saw the improvement in me in the first few weeks, she had her hip done.
With the same procedure?
Her experience has been that her pain basically vanished within the first few weeks. And now we're waiting to see what will happen there. She's about 6 or so weeks behind me now, timetable wise.
Wow! So you were sort of the pioneer, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
All right. So you led the way. She decided to get it too, and she's also seeing similar results, huh?
Yeah. In fact, she saw them even faster than I saw mine.
Wow. So I guess you're not considering going back to your football days, but you've noticed.
I haven't been considering that for 50 years.
But at least you can walk around the neighborhood and go to the Walmart without pain.
Yeah, look, Dave, if I can use my weed whacker again, that'll be a triumph.
That'll be the test, huh? So this is.
I mean, at least I can use it, but at least without pain and the chainsaw and stuff like that. So we live in a rural community, and so I need to use all these things.
So your goal here is to be able to use a weed whacker again without pain.
I think that's a tangible goal. The real goal, I guess, down at the bottom of all this is to reduce the pain. And even more important than reducing the pain, because I can live with that, but the ability to increase my my staying power at doing what I have to do, so that if I do it for a little bit longer than half an hour or 25 minutes or whatever, I don't have to stop what I'm doing and take it easy for a while and then go back and finish the job if I can.
Yeah. It's like those commercials where the grandchild comes up and says, "Grandpa, can you walk the dog?" And Grandpa says, "No, not today, little boy."
Pretty much. Yep. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. I've got grandchildren, and while they don't live close to us here, that commercial hits me home too.
Yeah. Well, great. Now, can you feel the little stem cells working in your joint?
No.
There?
No. In fact, I asked Dr. Wagner way back. I said, "What am I going to feel? Am I going to wake up one morning and shout hallelujah, everything's fixed?" And he said, "No, no." He says, "That's not going to happen. What you're going to note is that suddenly you are doing things that you haven't been able to do without pain before or at all." And that's that Walmart experience. You know, you suddenly say, "Wait a minute, this is supposed to be painful." And it could be walking up a step, or it could be doing something like the Walmart thing, or it could be walking to my mailbox, which I have to walk over a gravel road about 125 feet to get to it. And without support or anything. So it used to be a little bit painful by the time I got back. And that's not much, but now I do it and I don't feel anything, you know, and it's amazing.
Did you think you'd live to see the day when there was a procedure using your own stem cells that could fix something like this?
You'd think with an engineering background I would have. Hell no. I did not project this at all. I mean, I'm grateful. And I'm certainly grateful to Dr. Wagner. I don't want to minimize his contribution, because not just does he know what he's doing, but he also gave me the confidence of going ahead with the procedure in the hope that there would be something. Everything he said to me was in a sense, if anything, it toned down any hopes I might have had and made them more realistic. But in fact, I just had the feeling, okay, this is worth doing, and Dr. Wagner's a person to do it with.
Excellent. Well, that's great, Murray. Thank you for sharing that story.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now.